Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina, Yah Israel, with another edition of the Yehuda Project. We have a very serious topic that we've posted all over Facebook pages all over the country. We have several guests that will be calling in all from different countries today to talk about this subject. But before we do that, we're going to play a song for you, which I think would be very appropriate for today. We're expecting Christians, Muslims, Hebrews, and everybody on the line today. So I'm going to play the song for you right now. Hope you like it. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Yehuda Project. I'm going to get my co-host on the line real quick so we can let her give a shout-out to everyone. I see Brother Adonai is on the line, and we have a special show today. Sister Kavai, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am. Shalom, shalom to everyone. Can you hear me, Yaina?
I can hear you very well, loud and clear. Yes, ma'am.
Shalom to everyone. We want to thank you. All of our thanks, send out our thanks to our brethren and our sisterin for listening to the show. And we thank the Almighty that you are here, and it's going to be a good show.
Yes, it is. We're going to get Brother Adonai on real quick and let him give a shout out, and then you're going to lead us in prayer, Kavah?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on just a moment. Brother Adonai, are you there?
Kane, shalom, shalom, everybody. This is Adonai Ben Yehuda from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, we're moving forward. We have a lot of people on the line, and they're still calling in. Again, this is a show that's very important. If you can click over and call a family member, co-workers, friends, boyfriends, wives, husbands, children, this is the show you need to be on. You need to listen to what's happening. This is a very serious show today. We have them calling in from about 3 different countries. We have them calling in from Africa. We have them calling in from Egypt. And they're calling in from Sweden. So they're calling in all over the world for this specific show. And Kavai, if you want to lead us in prayer, you have the floor.
Okay. All righty. Our power creator, we thank you today for giving us life and allowing us to be connected to you with the breath of life that is in our bodies and with the life that is moving within us. Today I speak that to the people that are listening, and I speak to the true essence of everyone, and I tell you to hear and to listen and to comprehend. I speak to your spirit, and I tell it to hear and to listen and to comprehend everything that is being said. Oh, we thank you now, our power creator, for all that you're doing. We just thank you that the people have an ear to hear, and their spirit, their heart capture every word, and it captures every important key word, every important aspect of this information, and they get it to retain it, to be used. And we just thank you now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, well, we're going to start, we're going to get it started, because as I said before, we have a lot of people that are on the line that are still calling in. The chat room is open, and if we get over an abundance of callers, we have a free conference call that we can set up for everyone to call in, and then I can conference you into the Block Talk Show so that we can have more callers. We put this up on everybody's Facebook page that we knew. We also advertise this on Google. We advertised it everywhere we could advertise it so that we could get the Hebrew Israelite community involved. Two good things are happening this week. We're bridging the gap between our brothers and sisters, and we're bringing together our people as a nation. Something happened this week that made us realize how serious this is. Something came across our desk while we were preparing for another mission that we had that the Most High gave us to do. And the thing that came across our desk was the Obamacare exemption. A week ago, last week, I was researching the exemption for Obamacare, and I found out through certain articles that the North American Indian was exempt from the Obamacare law that's coming into play. So I began to call the United States Department of Health and Human Services to give them to find out how we as Hebrew Israelites could become exempt from the Obamacare law that was going into effect. It's actually called the Affordable Health Care Law. No one called me back. I kept getting a runaround, and then a lady finally did call me, and then we were playing phone tag. As a result of that, I began to do some more research, and I found out that there are several other groups that have made their way through the exemption process and have become exempt. One of the groups in particular was the Amish group. They said that the Muslims also have an exemption in the law. And then they also said that the North American Indian and Christian Scientology. So it made me realize at that point that, you know, while we've been arguing over tassels and new moons and Messianic and non-Messianic, we have to start coming together as a nation so that we can be at least identified as a people, identified as a specific group. So I began to call even more once I got this information. I finally didn't reach anyone at the United States Department of Health and Human Services, but I did reach someone at the Congressional Legislative of the Indian Health Services. And what she told me was this. She said that they became exempt at the earliest stages of the law and that they were trying to get, that they were getting their exemption through the legal processes, and that in order for us to get an exemption, we would have to file an amendment to the law. So I then began to worry because she said it's already passed and it's at the state level, and once it becomes at the state level, you'll have to go through individually. So as I began to research this law, this Affordable Care Act law, I found out that there's something associated with this law that is detrimental to us as a people, and that is the microchip. I sent out an email to most all over the country, Christians, Muslims alike, to let them know that this was a part of the law, and this is the reason why we're having this session today, so that we can talk about this and get this information out to everybody that we know. Kavad, do you have anything you want to add?
I think this is very important that we educate ourselves on this and that we really understand the ramifications of what's happening, because I've been noticing a lot of people when I mention it to them about what is transpiring and between the years of 2014 and 2017, probably more or less like 2019-20, probably is when they're probably looking to really have everything done. A lot of people have the mindset of, I'm not worried about it. I'm good. You know, God got me. I've heard a lot of people say, God got me. So with that mindset, it's hard to penetrate because people have a false reality. And with the false reality comes the fact that you're going to be caught off guard and you have been you know, not really realizing and living in the reality of what it is. And what it is that these things have been implemented upon you. The control measures are being tightened more and more and more and more and more every day. And our people walk around in the delusion of a false reality as if, hey, I'm good. And you're not good. And these are the people that are going to be caught off guard and not even understand what to do and how to do it because they say, God got them, Jesus got me, this one got me, that one got me, I'm good. Okay. So I'm learning now that I can't waste my energy, too much energy, to try to penetrate that type of mindset. Religion is a hard spirit to penetrate, and it's very serious, very serious.
Yes, it is. I also wanted to add before we get started, because we have documentation, we have proof, we're going to provide websites for you to go to for those who didn't get the information, and then I have these documents sitting in front of me as we begin to open up this door. I want to say this. And I want to say this with all sincerity and seriousness, that this is the last show that we will invite anybody to the 2013 State of the Nation Address, because after we found this information out, we realized that we've been wasting a lot of time, and we've been recruiting and trying to get people to register. The people that have already committed to come and the people who will register after this show are the people that we're going to work with, because we are going to come together and do a face-to-face. We will do no more talking over the phone, over the free conference call. We won't do any more of that because this is serious enough for everybody to get on board. We send a bolo out for everybody to call anybody that they knew because it's time to come together as a nation. We have a small window of opportunity now to be able to come together as a nation and make our presence known, because once this gets out to the public, and they really realize what's going on, everybody's going to be shouting. It's that this is the reason why they're preparing for civil unrest. And they know mm-hmm. that half of America does not, they don't pay attention to the news, they don't research, and they don't study. So they know that you don't really know what's going on right now. But again, today is the last day that we're going to invite anyone to the 2013 Annual State of the Nation Address. That has changed from a gathering of the mind to put a plan together for preparedness to we're coming together to put a strategy together and a plan together for to be prepared. So if you're not interested, we won't be doing any more recruiting over the phone. We may give you some information over Block Talk as to a current event, but this is the last day for that because this is very serious. And if we don't do something, and I'm going to say it again, if we don't do something, our children and our children's children are going to be done for.
Yes, that's true.
It's time for us to do something. It's in our hands and our generation to do something. So what we want to do is to thank everyone. We have a lot of people on this call. And the chat line is open. Again, if it gets to the point where we can't handle it, the calls, then we will begin to open up the freeconferencecall.com for everybody to call in. This is what we're going to do. House Bill 3962. That's the Obamacare law. House Bill 3962 is the information that we have, and it's section 2571. It's the National Medical Device Registry. If you pull that up, you'll find all the information that you need concerning the Class 2 chip that they're getting ready to put in everyone. It's called a Class 2 device. You can also pull up the website for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Food and Drug Administration, and it talks about securing a patient identification tag to be placed into humans, and it's a Class 2 device. So the Class 2 device in this article and in the article for House Bill 3962 are the same. The lady from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services did call me back, and I asked her to explain what was going on, and this is what she said, quote, unquote. She said, the program will start in October of this year, that people who do not have insurance will be required to sign up for Obamacare. She said by January of 2014, the IRS will begin sending out notices for you to verify your insurance. If you do not have insurance, then they're going to mandate that you get this insurance. Now, eventually, people will be receiving the identification tag that's associated with the Obamacare. Now, what she told me was this, is that it doesn't matter whether you're sovereign, it doesn't matter whether you're private insurance or whether you're public. Everybody is going to be required to have this mandated in them. Now, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. I mean, I went in a state of shock like, oh, my God. I didn't believe this is what was happening. But I got it straight from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And that's why we're having this call today, to let you all know what's going on. I also pulled up an article where Oklahoma is trying to pass a bill to implant the microchip into their inmates. This is real, people. They're getting ready to put this chip into inmates. There is legislation being passed right now to implant microchips into human beings. Brother Adoni, I hear you in the background saying, you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, I want to say that this was told, this is the Rockefeller's plan. You understand? It's on the internet. And this was told back there in 2009 or 2010. The Rockefeller told one of his cronies and one of his boys told put the video on the internet, You understand? Stating that, you understand, that he was trying to implement these little chips into people. You understand? And what I want to know from you, Guevara, is how does these other these people that you mentioned are able to not be involved in this? How is that? I mean, what are they doing so that they are not involved?
Well, one of the reasons how they're able to get exempt is that they have come up under the law under religious. They either have a religious restriction that exempts them, or they already have their own medical clinics involved. The Native American Indians already have their own medical clinics where they can go and get their own health care set up. The Amish people, they say they don't worry about the Amish people not paying because the Amish people really don't believe in doctors anyway. And from what I understand, the Muslim brought it in because they said that they believe that insurance is like gambling. But the heart of this issue is this. They were there at the beginning of this law being passed to make sure that their group was included. People don't even know where we are a group.
That is correct. Let me ask a question. So how do we, by us becoming a sovereign nation, a religious, I hate to use religion, but becoming a sovereign nation, a nation, United Nation of Israel, you understand, does that help us any?
No, sir, not at all. She said anyone that's on American soil, anyone that lives on American soil will be required under this Obamacare law. Anyone. If you live on American soil, it is required that you have this. Now, I just pulled up something. I'm glad you brought that up because I pulled up an article from the FBI Law Enforcement Bulletin, and it says that sovereign citizens, a growing domestic threat to law enforcement. So here's another issue that we have to deal with the sovereign status, because the FBI has considered the sovereign citizens to be a domestic terrorist threat now.
We're in big trouble.
So either way we go, I mean, one thing about it, either way we go, we're going to be considered a threat. It's time to stand up. I mean, it really is time to stand up, because if we don't, it's going to really get bad. Now, we have a young lady on here that's going to come on in a few minutes. We're going to introduce her to everyone. She's actually done some research, and she's going to give you a little bit more insight as to what this Obamacare law is all about so that we can explain to everybody how this works. So let me open up her mic. I think this is her. Sister Amana, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you just fine. Would you care to elaborate on some of the information that you've come across?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, kind of to go a little bit further into what he was asking to answer his question as far as what we can do. In order for us to be exempt, we can file exemptions with the IRS under religion. However, listen to this very closely. If you do that, you will be exempt. However, there are certain things that you're going to have to give up. You're no longer going to be able to go to the doctor anymore. So you can't go for what they call voluntary services, such as getting an operation, going to the hospital to have a baby, going to get a doctor's checkup, anything that is covered under the Obamacare. You cannot be associated with it. So you're going to have to literally go back to, us depending on each other, us going back to herbal medicines, us really just starting to put our trust back into the Most High, because we literally are going to have to separate ourselves from their medicines. That's one way that we can become exempt. Now, if you do file the exemption and you go to the doctor, what's going to happen is they're going to pull your exemption status back. They're going to revoke it. And for all of the amount, because if you don't have the Obamacare, then you have to pay a tax. And so for the whole time you had not paid the tax, the IRS is going to force you to pay that amount back plus interest. So it's nothing to play with. If you decide to file the exemption, then you have to do exactly what they say that you cannot do. With this, like I was saying, that means no doctors, no anything. So literally, we literally are on our own. We're literally on our own. So that means if someone's going to have a baby, you can't go to the hospital. You can do something like go to a midwife because that's not covered under Obamacare. You can also get dental work, and you can also do, like, chiropractic work because that's considered non-voluntary. So you can actually use those particular type of medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Wow. So hold on, we got one more person here. Let me open up the mic. Eric,
oh, I'm
757.
Sorry. All right, can you hear me?
Go ahead. No.
I'm sorry. I forgot something. I also wanted to add, if someone thought that maybe we can try to do the exemption as a nation. One of the things that we were coming across when we were researching it is if you did that, like the other nations that are exempt. One of the reasons why they're exempt is, number one, they don't really believe in medicine, and number two is they do not participate in Social Security. So that means that we will literally also have to decide we're going to give up. Like, if you have people that are on food stamps, people that are on Medicaid, which is going to be totally washed away anyway, but people that are on any type of government assistance, you can't be on that in your organization and still be a part of Obamacare. You have to be totally separate. And so,
wow.
I just wanted to add that.
Wow. I'm going to leave your mic open. Area code 757. Anyone else that has a question or they want to provide some information, please push 1. 757, go ahead, turn on the air.
Shalom, shalom. Can I be heard?
Yes.
This is Abraham. How's everybody doing?
Shalom, shalom.
Hi.
Alone. The sister who's giving the information about you have to give up everything, she is absolutely correct. The problem is we shouldn't be afraid of that. We should be moving towards self-sufficiency so that we can take care of our own people.
Hallelujah.
And everything they're doing is just a scare tactic to try to scare people into doing what they want. Everything they do is based on fear. And my only question is, when are we going to stop fearing this man and start trusting in our divine, the King of Kings? When are we going to start believing that Yah can provide and will provide and does provide all of our needs? We can't run scared. We have to come together, organize, and implement. So, Todah Yah for the show and Todah Yah for the sisters bringing this to everybody's attention. It's a call to action, not a call to fear.
Mm-hmm.
We are working diligently to put everything in place, and we're going to give them notification this month. When I say them, I mean both houses of Congress, the Office of Protocol in the State Department, John Kerry in the State Department, who is Secretary of State, as well as the Department of Justice, that we are a nation, that we have a organized structure, a charter, a constitution, an organization, and that we are not asking for exemption. We're telling them that we're not going to get a chip, period.
That is
so
correct.
You know, they can quote-unquote say that, everybody on American soil, that's just not true. That's a scare tactic. And a lot of times they tell us things to try to point us in a direction, and I know it came from Health and Human Services, but, they told my son that he had to say his name was Charles Corey. He went in there and said, no, my name is Yamashiach. I'm not under your jurisdiction. I'm of the United Nations of Israel. And the judge had to say, you're right. Your case is dismissed. Same thing happened to Yehuda Ben. Not just in Missouri, but recently in Indiana. So mm-hmm. we are winning, you know, little by little. And the more people that understand the power of what has already been done, the more of an effect it will have. Because if it's just one person, it's like, oh, that was a fluke. When it's mm-hmm. two people, it's like, hmm. When it's 1,000 people, it's like, okay, they got a movement. So mm-hmm. we just have to continue to move forward to stand on the fact that we are a nation of people. They don't dictate to us. We dictate to them. But it's a mindset. So that's all I wanted to say. But, you know, all the information is great. It should be a call to action, not a call to fear. Shalom, shalom, and I release the mic.
Absolutely. Anyone else have a comment, please push one. And that's what we want to say. Also, we agree with him, and at the same time, we have to get our people to understand because our people's mindset is gone. I mean, you know, when you think about the person, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So, you know, we can't worry about everybody because a lot of our Christian brothers and sisters, we went to them. We gave them the information. Everybody was just, you know, nonchalant, like, oh, we'll be all right. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. He's got it. We got it. It's going to be good. You know, and it's like, okay, well, you're going to wake up and find out it's not good. And then for the ones of those who don't want to foul sovereign and are not ready to do that, are not ready to come up under a sovereign nation, we still have to come together as a people. They don't even recognize us as Hebrew Israelites. It's time to come out of the closet. It's time to come out for the holes. It's time to come out of your little nest, your camp, and we have to come together. We have to come together. We have to come together. We don't have a choice.
That is correct. If we keep doing what they want us to do, you understand, we're going to fall by the wayside. When the Almighty brings his wrath, we're going to all catch his wrath. Those that understand what we need to do, you understand, we need to stay on that. We need to not give up. We need to give out, not give up. You understand? So I agree with Abraham, you understand, and I commend his efforts in doing what he's doing, and we're going to come together whether or not you want to be a part or not. You understand? I understand. I don't want you to get discouraged in this matter. You understand? We just got to stay down. We got to work with the people that we got to work with. You understand? And they'll all come around, or those that gradually will come around. You understand? These little accomplishments, they seem like little accomplishments, but to the Almighty, it's just showing him that his plan is working. You understand?
Yeah.
He said that we're supposed to gather ourselves. You understand? So that we be hidden in the time of his anger. So this is what's happening now. We are gathering ourselves together. You understand? We need everybody on board, but we ain't gonna get everybody on board. You understand? We want the people. We fall short. Understand? In peoples, but we got to make it up in our hearts and in our minds. You understand that this is the way that we got to go. We must separate ourselves. We got different laws and statutes that we must abide by. And when we don't abide by them, we're in breach of those laws. I relinquish the mic.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, if you have a comment or a question or you want to ask, provide some more feedback, please push one so we can get you on. And I also want to say this, you know, that we have a very small window of opportunity, and the Most High has a way of pushing us out there because, like you said, if you're trying to protect your money, if you're trying to protect your pension, if you're trying to protect your benefits, you're going to have to make a choice. Are they going to start chipping people in October? I don't know that. Probably not. They're going to start the fining process first. The IRS is going to start fining. And then after a while, they're going to start chipping people and putting chips into individuals. They already have the law passed. It's already a part of legislation, and they have it set up. So either way you go, the choice you're going to need to make, you should make it now. Don't wait until it gets to be to the end before you decide to want to make this choice. So the window of opportunity is small, September the 1st, we're coming together. We're going to sit down and strategize. The main thing for coming together September the 1st is so that we can begin to pray as a nation, because we need to go before the Most High as a nation.
That is correct.
We all need to get together and go before the Most High as a nation and really plead and turn our face to Him. That's what this is all about.
I completely agree with you, Yaina. We have to, you know, begin to call on the Most High and come together. And one thing our people don't understand is the power of unity.
Mm.
That is why the tactics they have done so for so long is to keep us divided in every
mm-hmm.
aspect.
Mm-hmm.
They have caused us to be divided. And because of that, we are still at a state of under their control. So
right.
Now it's almost as if we don't have the choice. The Most High has put us in a position to make the decision. Either you're going to stand up, you know, it's like a fighter that is backed into the corner. When you back him into the corner and you got him against the ropes, either he gonna come out swinging or he gonna go down. So we have to make the decision. Are we going to come out swinging? And when I say come out swinging, are we going to come out swinging with the power of unity?
Hallelujah.
Because what we don't understand is that in unity, in the very fact that we come together, it sends out a sound, a vibration to the universe that reaches the Most High.
Hallelujah.
It's a fact. We don't even understand the power in coming together. So when that sound goes out to the Most High, it goes out to the universe, He's going to hear that. And we're going to get a response from that. But it's only until we come together as one voice.
Mm-hmm.
One voice, one sound, one harmony. We have to come together. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you're Islamic. I don't care if you are a Christian. I don't care if you say I am nothing. If you are a descendant of the transatlantic slave trade, I'm going to throw that out there. You got to come together. Not even just them. There are going to be some Caucasian people, they don't care about the Caucasian folk, the poor Caucasian people. They're going to do them the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the
yes,
power of unity is the key. The power of unity.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, yes. And you know what I want to do? I have a couple of clips that we started to do this on our Blog Talk show. I want to play a couple of clips, because I want you to realize how serious this is and what they're planning on doing. Hold on one moment. Here we go. We're going to play these clips. And then we're going to get our people involved so they understand what's happening.
Subsidiary of publicly traded Applied Digital has added Tommy Thompson to its board of directors, company hoping the former Health and Human Services Secretary can help accelerate the use of RFID for healthcare and security applications. Joining us to discuss the future of RFID and his plans for Verichip, Tommy Thompson, former Health and Human Services Secretary, and Scott Silverman, Chairman and CEO of Applied Digital. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be on your program.
Mr. Thompson, I'll start with you. We're doing a poll today. Would you have one of these things implanted in your arm or, I don't know, under your scalp or wherever you put it?
You put it in your right arm, and it's very small, and it doesn't bother you at all, but it certainly is going to allow you to identify who you are, protect your child. If you have a new child that's born in a nursery, you can protect that child from having somebody walk off on them. You can also protect your loved ones in a nursing home so that you can put a bracelet on and identify that individual. and be able to find that individual if that person wanders away. But I certainly would, and I think it's the coming thing. And the problem is that medical technology is so far behind that RFIDs are going to really be the impetus in order for us to get new technology in the medical field that's going to help people improve their quality of care. And that's what it's all about.
I'm sorry, sir. Did you just say you would get one implanted in your arm?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
That's it.
No concerns at all. Because I have to admit, it makes me a little queasy, makes me worry. What happens if it gets dislodged? Am I being irrational?
No, but just think of this. Now, if you were, wherever you are, if you're traveling, you're in New Jersey now and you're interviewing me in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Can you imagine if you were in Washington, D.C. and had an accident or had a stroke and went into the hospital? How long would it be before your records could get down here? How long would it take to be able to find out what sort of meds you're on or what allergies you have or what are you allergic to?
But people right now just use cards that are in their wallet. They carry around cards that say what my blood type is, if I have any allergies.
But the truth of the matter is the doctor doesn't know that. And the emergency ward certainly wouldn't. And the problem is that technology is so far behind in the medical field that people are dying every day because of the lack of technology. The 98,000 people died last year because of mistakes in hospitals and clinics across America. And a good share of those mistakes could have been prevented by technology. But RFID is at the cutting edge of new technology is going to help to improve the quality of health and the quality of care for all Americans.
Mr. Silverman, what about privacy concerns?
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us back again. I appreciate it. The privacy issue associated with RFID technology really disappears because VeriChip is a voluntary product that is used by a patient for specific medical ailments, such as dementia, such as medical device recipients that need to identify their devices and their medical records, such as cardiac care patients and diabetic patients as well, who will voluntarily receive a VeriChip. As they started to receive them in the North Jersey area where Hackensack University Medical Center has adopted the system.
How many people have these embedded in them? I shouldn't say embedded, but three of them.
We've sold approximately 7,000 VeriChips across the world right now. We believe that 2,000 of them approximately have been injected across the world, either for the medical or the security application. In the United States, we believe the number to be approximately 40 to 50 at this point, which all have occurred.
40 to 50 people.
Correct, which all have occurred since the FDA clearance of the product when you had us on back in October.
Yeah.
And then the rollout of the infrastructure in a number of hospitals in the Northeast region, which we look to expand the hospital infrastructure to 20 to 25 hospitals or emergency rooms by the end of 2005 and up to 200 emergency rooms by the end of 2006.
All right, if I could turn to Secretary Thompson, just ask a quick question about your old job. Secretary Thompson,
yes.
you were quoted last December as saying you have to assume that sometime in the future one of our countries, meaning the larger developed countries, is going to be hit by a bioterrorism attack. I assume you saw an article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday detailing failures, at least thus far, in developing with the U.S. government's help new vaccines and drugs to counter biological threats. And I'm curious to get your reaction to that.
Well, I think the story is somewhat correct, but you got to realize that the United States was starting from nothing, and the Department of Health and Human Service passed the BioShield protective legislation in order for industry to start coming into the field to produce new vaccines and new countermeasures. It's in the embryonic stages, but I think you got to realize it's a giant step forward to where we were. We still got a long ways to go, and I still am very concerned about a bioterrorism attack.
All right, what do you say about that, you guys? What do you say? What do you say?
This is what I say, Yaina. That's interesting how they're talking about bioterrorism attack. I was watching something about a week or so ago, and what a lot of our people don't understand and understand is that the very things that they try to use against us is the very thing that the Almighty Creator is going to use in turn against them. Their very own weapons. And I'm gonna give you a case in point. In 1956, there were a group of Asian scientists. Mm-hmm. And they were at a table, and they were trying to come up with a formula to create a biochemical weapon. And all of them had like a glass of water at the table. It was about 6 or 7 of them. And they're speaking into the atmosphere, writing down their formulas, putting it on the chalkboard, and speaking about all these different scientific formulas, ways to create a biochemical weapon. And all of those doctors, they drank their water, and every last one of them, I think it was six or seven of them, got sick and had to be rushed to the hospital because they were poisoned. Now, when they got to the hospital, the doctors were trying to figure out what in the world did they ingest for them to all be poisoned, every last one of them. And the only thing that they had at the table was water, a glass of water, each of them. I'm going to show you the power in sound and in your words. Those doctors began to speak the formula for their biochemical poisoning weapon to harm people. And the very thing that they were trying to formulate to put together to use against people was turned on them. Come to find out is that water, an element, a resource, has memory. Water.
Mm. Wow.
Water has memory. So the very words that they spoke, the sound that vibrated, went into the water, and that water retained, remembered the formula to poison.
Wow.
And they drank their own poison. So
wow.
A lot of us are scared. One walking about in fear, and we know that they are trying to control us through the tactic of fear. But just as sure as they're trying to control us through the tactic of fear, the Most High will turn around and use their own weapon. The earth
yes.
will begin to stand up, and the earth, the elements, the things in the earth would begin to stand up and to fight for us. Most people don't even
yes.
understand it because it is alive, it's living, because the Creator is woven throughout the creation.
Right. That's true.
So I needed to put that in there to let people know, although all these things are happening, we are still protected.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason why we're doing this is not to scare you. We're doing this to give you some information because it's time to wake up. I mean, the technology has gotten so far beyond anything that we can imagine. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that they have. I have some clips that I'm going to play for you. And in a minute, I'm getting ready to play clips from a lady in Georgia where they put it in her illegally. And I'm going to let her describe for you what it's doing to her body. I mean, this is a black lady that they put this thing into her illegally, and she goes before legislation to complain, and she wants it out, and nobody's doing anything about it. But before I do that, I want you to listen to this, because, I mean, this is how deep this thing has gotten, and it's time for us to wake up. It's a rejoicing time for us, because that means it's time for us to go home. It's moving in hyperspeed. Everybody needs to wake up after this. Now listen to this one.
Bad, is it? That's Shu Lu and her fellow researchers designed it. There's more to it than just a drawing of a butterfly. Look, the design is actually a patch containing miniaturized sensors and electronics like transistors, diodes, and antennas. It's easily conformed to the skin, where it can monitor the heartbeat or brainwaves. It stays flexible, following the skin's every move, and is just as easy to take off. Electronic tattoos are ideal for personal health monitoring without all the wires and devices that keep patients bedridden. Nonshu Lu and her colleagues have developed real epidermal electronics. This could be a huge breakthrough for medical monitoring, human-machine interface, or even sports and cosmetics. Maybe one day your skin will be as high-tech as your smartphone.
Wow.
Here we go. Another Bill Gates funded project. You swallow a pill or you take a tattoo and place it on your body, and it becomes the ultimate spy machine. It is FDA approved. Very nice. To the many investors in this project, it is like a dream come true. However, who's to say these investors will make money? What if one day somebody decides to press a switch, activate an electronic machine on your body or in your body? What will happen to you then? What a bunch of garbage.
Geeky Science is my opportunity to share with you some of the week's most bewildering, interesting, or weird science news. The journal Science is reporting this week that a super-thin electronic patch that sticks to the skin like a temporary tattoo could transform medical sensing, computer gaming, and even spy operations. We'll get back to that in just a second, the spy operations. The microelectronics technology called an epidermal electronic system, or EES, was developed by an international team of researchers in the United States, China, and Singapore. One of the creators, Professor John Rogers from the University of Illinois, has said that the EES eliminates the distinction between electronics and biology because, his words, it integrates with the skin in a way that is mechanically and physiologically invisible to the user. In test studies, the patch was used instead of bulky electrodes to monitor brain, heart, and muscle tissue activity, and users who had it on their throat operated a voice-activated video game with more than 90% accuracy. The wireless device is nearly weightless and requires so little power it can fuel itself with miniature solar collectors or by picking up electromagnetic radiation. Less than 50 microns thick, the device is thinner than a human hair and as soft as human skin, and it can stick to the skin without any glue or sticky material. In fact, EES uses a molecular force known as the van der Waals interaction to create adhesion between the patch and human skin at the molecular level. Scientists have spent 6 years developing this technology, and they believe that EES might find future medical uses in patients with sleep apnea, babies who need neonatal care, and for making electronic bandages to help skin heal from wounds and burns. On the other hand, it could also be the ultimate spy tool. Imagine someone comes up and touches your neck, and unbeknownst to you, you are now carrying a device that can transmit to somebody else everything from your blood pressure, are you under stress or lying, to the words you're speaking. Future versions may even have cameras in them, and they wouldn't even need to touch you. A few thousand of them could be blown into a crowd. It wouldn't even look like a little bit of dust. And suddenly, everybody is chipped, everybody is monitored, everybody's trackable anywhere on Earth. And this isn't my paranoid rant. This is explicitly why the spy organizations of the countries that collaborated to develop this, Singapore, China, and the United States, are so excited about it. More as the story develops.
All right, what do you say about that? Did you hear that? That they could blow it in a room or in the air and it will attach to your skin. How diabolical is that? Really? Woo! That is critical. I mean, seriously.
Yaina, you know your enemy never fights. You know the enemy never fights fair. Whose enemy ever fights fair?
Oh, my goodness. This is serious. You know what? It goes to show how serious they are at coming against Israel. And everybody says, oh, you're just an Israel fanatic. No, Psalms 83 said they conspired to come together, and they're still conspiring to put us under control. They're still doing it today. Now, I wanted anybody have a comment or a question or concern, please, please push 1 so we can get you on the air. You want to make a comment? Kavai, you have anything you want to say, Brother Donia?
Like I said, we already know that the enemy doesn't fight fair. And, you know, you have to always try to think the way that your enemy would try to think, in the sense of if you're fighting, what would be their maneuver? If you did this, what would be their counter move? And if they did that, well, how would you react to what they did to you, or how would you counteract that? So we are in a forced counter move because we have chosen to walk around at a point where, you know, when we were oblivious to what was happening. We chose not to educate ourselves. We choose not to listen. And it's really sad. You know, I talked to a relative this week, and I invited this relative to come onto the show just to listen and get the information about what's transpiring with the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act and things that they're doing with the chip and all this. And the first thing they told me, oh, I am not worried about what's going on the earth. I'm worried about heaven. All I'm thinking about is heaven. And I said to them, I said, well, so-and-so and so, how can you be so heavenly minded that you don't even know what's going on the earth? Oh, well, honey, I am good. I'm not worried about it. It's going to be fine. That's a negative confession that you are making. You know?
Wow.
Told me I was making a negative confession because I was presenting facts to what is transpiring. This is the mindset, and these are the types of people that you are going to be coming up against. It's like when she was talking, I could see her. I could see the spirit covering her. It's like she was in a trance. I could see her.
Yes.
And she was in a trance, and the last thing I said to her was, okay, that's fine. You know, when people are at a point where they don't hear, they have a deaf and dumb spirit, they're in a trance, they're hypnotized, they have a spell, can't do nothing. You can't do nothing about that.
Nope.
So you have to move on to somebody who, you know, she wasn't even willing to even get the information. So I don't have energy like that to spend with people who are under spells. I want people that have a mindset to get information, to want to maneuver, and want to understand how do I maneuver in this process with what's happening. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah. Yes, hold on. We got area code 334 on the line. Brother Donia, you can go after them. Area code 334, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Yaina. This is Patricia Cross. I'm glad to listen in today. You invited me out. One of the things that when I was researching on this week, I did find out on July the 2nd that Obama administration delayed a part of the Affordable Care Act, and that part of it is for businesses. And so, so I guess the businesses have to report all their employees, and that was supposed to take place in 2014, and they now have delayed that to 2015. I think they expected it to be, it says businesses with more than 50 employees would have paid a fee of $2,000 per uninsured employees after the first 30 employees. So the Congressional Budget Office expected those penalties to bring in $4 billion in 2014. And this has been delayed for
amazing
small businesses. They have really been complaining because this really affects them. And so I just read that, and I just wanted to bring that out. But I also want to say this. As far as me, what I'm learning is I have to get in the spirit and actually see where God is taking us. A lot of times we're looking at the news and we're looking. The Bible tells us not to be ignorant of the enemy's vices. So for all the young lady who just talked about the Christian and she says, I'm going to be all right, you know, you cannot be ignorant. So we have to read, we have to pray, we have to seek the face of God in all these things and be not ignorant. So I just want to thank you all for what you're doing because it's shedding light. It's shedding light to a lot of people, whether they hear or not, eventually they'll hear. But I pray it's not too late. It's just like Noah, you know. But it's a time where it'll be too late. We have to keep a hearing ear and understand and then take it in prayer and see what God is saying to us. And so that's all I wanted to say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of my dear friends from Alabama. She is a Christian minister, and she ministers in the church. So we have Christians on the line, Muslims, Hebrews. I mean, this is some serious stuff. Brother Donia, you want to make a comment? Because I want to play this clip from the one, the black lady in Georgia that they put the chip into her illegally, and she describes to them what it is doing to her body and how it is damning her body. Brother Donia, you have a comment?
Kane, I wanted to say that, you know, prayer is significance. It's a great significance. When we pray, we ask the Almighty to forgive us for all that we did, for all that our forefathers did, and then we ask the Almighty to bless us in our endeavor. That means that we have to be doing something. You understand?
Yeah,
we just can't sit back and just pray and expect the Almighty to help us in our endeavors if we don't know what our endeavors are. You understand? So
that's
what
right.
we have to do is we have to make a move. See, the Almighty has given us a chance here. You understand? He works with the elements and the you know, and he has all of these elements at his disposal. If we look at what's going on today, you understand? He has not unleashed his full powers. You understand? He's allowing us to hear these things from these people. You understand? So that we can make some kind of move. You understand? To get out. If we got together, like the sister said, and trust in the Almighty and pray. You know, you understand what I'm saying? And then get up off our knees and do what he says he's going to do. That was the thing that Jonah didn't want to do. The Almighty came to Jonah and told him to get up and do something. You understand what I'm saying? He went and hid his face somewhere. You understand? We must do what the Almighty has us to do. And he works through people. You understand? Now, we sit back. Here's what we sit back and do. We want the Almighty to come to us the way we think he should come. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's just like the guy that was had this flood at his it came to his house. It came to the first floor, you understand? So he went up to the second floor. When he went to the second floor, he called on the Almighty, and the Almighty sent a boat. You understand? Then the water came to the second floor, so he went up on the roof. And the Almighty sent a helicopter to help him. You understand? And he wound up drowning him and his family. You understand? When he met the Almighty, he said, I called on you. Where was you at when I called on you? The Almighty said he sent a boat and he sent a plane. You understand?
That's right.
So the Almighty gives you some place. He gives you these things. He ain't going to come the way you want him to come. You understand? So we have to do things. We have to. Yehuda Projects is setting up a conference. We need to go to the conference and hear all we can do, what we can do to get out of this mess. The United Nations of Israel has got he's trying to set up some sovereignty papers and so we can become a nation and recognized as a peoples. You understand? Most of us just Christians. We don't even know who we are. You understand?
That's
we just
right.
Christians. We just black folks. You understand? Stumbling around, accepting what's going down. You understand? If we don't have a plan, you understand? They're gonna do anything they can to us. You understand? We got to put up some kind of rebuttal. We got to do something. I understand. Don't get me wrong. I understand because the indoctrination is deep. You understand? We've been here for 400 years, and for 400 years we sucked up everything that they possibly could give us. You understand? Trying to keep from being chained, whipped, beaten, maimed, and murdered. You understand? Now the Almighty has lifted a portion of the curse off of us. You understand? What he has done, he has stopped that chattel slavery. You understand? You understand? He, you know, or put it at bay at least. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if we don't do nothing, we're going back to that chattel slavery. You understand?
That's right.
But what we need to do, you understand, is start trying to do something. Sister Yaina or Sister Kavar, they said, you understand, that we got a window of opportunity. We need to take this opportunity and run with it. You understand?
Yes,
but we gotta trust in the Almighty. We must trust in the Almighty. We must have courage. We must have that trust. If we don't do that, you understand, we're gonna perish. Hallelujah.
All right. I wanna play this clip. I know we got a couple people. We got area code 253 and area code 404. I'm gonna get to you. I want you to hear what they did to this black lady. Now this might sound a little muffled, so I implore you to just listen. So you can hear it really close. Hold on, get it for you.
One of the people in Georgia who has the microchip. And I've been talking to the different legislators and trying to get help in trying to outlaw this the implant. I want to speak particularly on the medical issue on the microchip that she mentioned. And I just got a few things. Microchips, they infringe on issues that are fundamental to our very existence, that our rights to privacy, our rights to body integrity, the right to say no to foreign put in our bodies, specifically the right to refuse microchips they put in our bodies by the government, whether or anyone else, the right not to be tortured in our homes by these microchips being scanned by electronic devices. That's happening, and to activate these microchips, the right to work without being tortured by coworkers who are activating these microchips by using their cell phones and other electronic devices, our right to just live, work, worship, attend schools, attend church services without being further torture from these microchips. It's actually torture. It's just not just a little implant that you put in. You're actually tortured by these microchips. When they are scanned, they cause the body all kind of problems. Microchips are like little beepers. And just imagine, if you will, having a beeper in your rectum, a gentle area, in the most sensitive area of your body, and your beeper number is displayed on billboards throughout the city, all done without your permission, with an award available for each caller. Hundreds of people calling you, blowing up your beeper, vibrating it in your flesh, invading your privacy rights to your own body. You're followed and tortured everywhere you go. You travel all over town trying to get somebody to help you get it off, and you... And instead, you feel the shocking pain from the tip of your spine to the bottom of your feet. It's like a drowning effect.
Wow.
A blurred vision, headache, a spasm, uncontrolled blood pressure issues, on 2 or 3 blood pressure pills, fatigue, stinging and burning skin, loss of concentration, ringing in your ears, heat sensation to the skin from the scanning devices, a friction of the vibration that's going on with all of these dialing menus working possibly in your flesh. It's torture every single day. And every time you try to find help, you go to doctors, and their hands are tied from giving you the proper medical treatment as you need and deserve.
Thank you. We've got a question from one of the Eddie Earnest is here for real. Who was on the end? Hello?
Ma'am, did you say you have a microchip?
Yes, I do. This microchip is put in my bag and in my area. And I have a rape and sexual assault with them trying to take it off. When you try to make people accountable for what they have done to you, and they go to any extremes in trying to get it removed. And these are the issues that anyone, not just me, but any person who wants to make people accountable for the implant that they put in them, they will deal with all kind of harassment, all kind of torture as a result of you speaking out.
Let me get him, boy. Go ahead, anything further from any members of the committee? Ms. Garvey, is that right? Is that her name right? Gary? Ms. Gary, is
excuse
it?
Ms. Gary.
Okay, sorry, Ms. Gary.
And that one other thing, you mentioned about the implant and being put in criminal. I feel like our right to, this is our right to our body integrity. This is a God-given right. When we are born, we are naked. We only have our bodies.
Well, let me ask both your comments. We'll get some questions.
All right, now, what do you say about that? Did you hear her describe what it was like? In this crucial, they put this in this lady's genital area without her permission. It's changing. Let me tell you what it's doing. For all of you all who really don't know what's going on, let me tell you what it's doing. It's changing the molecular structure of her DNA. That's exactly what it's doing. And who thinks of this kind of diabolical stuff?
But you know what, Yaya?
Anywhere for anybody to get it out. I mean, this is unreal. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I was listening to her, and she made mention about the vibration. And really what is taking place is that vibration that is coming from that device is an unnatural vibration.
Definitely.
So with that, you know, with that vibration being unnatural, it's almost like a beacon for those entities that are in the other dimensions, that are at a totally different vibration level. And I know some of y'all said, what in the world is she talking about? But that vibration was not given, and it did not come from the Most High. It did not come naturally from the Creator that put it on the inside of us. So she's walking around like a beacon, drawing with that vibration, that unnatural vibration that's going out, totally different level of vibration that is going out
absolutely
into the universe, attracting other entities.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And let me say this, Kavah. I want all of you all to look. She has a federal lawsuit, and it's Gary versus the United States government. She has a lawsuit against Barack Obama, and she named him as a defendant, the National Security Agency, the Central Security Services. She named the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and the U.S. Department of Defense. She named all of them in her lawsuit because she said they put it in her illegally. I mean, it really makes you say, I am not going to the doctor no more. Woo, that's crucial. I mean, wow. Well, let me get somebody. Hold on. Let me open up. I'm Aaron Code 253. Go ahead. You're on the air. Your mic is open. Then we're going to go to Aaron Code 404. Go ahead, 253.
Yes, my name is Brother Rashid from Tacoma, Washington. I want to say shalom aleichem to the Hebrew Israelite family. Also, shalom aleichem to the Muslim brothers and sisters that are listening. A very good dialogue this evening. A good friend of mine called me up and said, Brother Rashid, you need to have this phone number where you can call in. But one of the things that you brought out was chapter 83 of Psalms. Very, very good chapter. But one of the things that I wanted to bring out is we find that in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, we find that these are the reasons that the Almighty did not want the children of Israel ever numbered or to be enumerated into a system. We find that in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, where it says in verse 1 that Shaitan proceeded to stand up against Israel and to incite David to number the children of Israel. This was definitely a no-no. The children of Israel were not supposed to ever be numbered or be enumerated into a system because the Almighty never wanted the enemies of Israel to know how many of us it was. So we find that Shaitan incited David to number the children of Israel. So David said to Joab and the chiefs of the people, go count Israel from Beersheba to Dan and bring it to me that they may be numbered. We find that it was such a disgrace that Yahweh sent an angel in there, and that one angel destroyed 70,000 of those people because they were enumerated or numbered. So these were things that were not supposed to be done. We were not supposed to be ever numbered. We were not supposed to ever know how many of it was. But we also find that we're headed into a one-world government, and this is in Genesis chapter 11, where that one-world government, the Illuminati, or the that order was even set up even back then, where they were at Shinar, and it says in verse 5, chapter 11, and Yahweh proceeded to go down to see the city and the tower that the sons of men had built. After that, Yahweh looked, and they were one people, one language. And that's what we're headed for right now, is that one world government by the Illuminati. Just wanted to bring those fine points out. And this is a very, very good discussion today. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 We're going to move on down the line. Area code 404. Go ahead. You have the mic. You're on the air. Can you let everyone know where you're calling from, please?
Praise the Most High. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I am Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael. I was invited in by Brother Zerubbabel. I had said first I was just going to listen in, but you all have some hot stuff going on here, and I'm telling you I'm enjoying it, and I have just a little bit to add on to it, too, as well. I'm sure everyone is familiar with the NDAA, right, the National Defense Authorization Act?
Yes, sir.
All right. Y'all on point. Well, I happen to know from experience, even having, you know, had a recent hospital visit myself back in 2011, that this type of technology is in place, but they've become so sophisticated now that they are able to even put the V-chips, or the FRID, radio frequency identification chip, down in medication. And you notice,
wow,
over 75% of America is on medication. This is no coincidence. The chips are now being inserted into small pills, and in terms of what the sister said about them forcing into you, law enforcement officials have even been given the authority under the NDAA to force you when they are confiscating you or taking you in to arrest you. They are now injecting stuff in people's veins with hypodermic needles by force. So when the system says by force, that's no joke. Now, when I was in the hospital back in 2011, this is no joke, bro. This stuff is real. They actually attached me to a machine just like that thing you saw in Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Mm.
My body jerked, and did all kind of stuff. And that machine was telling them every single health episode that I had during my whole life from childhood. I asked them, I said, what is this? You know, I'm a person that asks questions. They wouldn't tell me what it was, but they said, this machine right here is not only going to tell us everything about you, but it's going to restart your body. I say, restart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you first came in, we had to take you down. Now we're going to bring you back up. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear this type of stuff, like you all said, a lot of our people are ignorant, but look at the root word in ignorance. It means to ignore. See, the opposite of knowing, being in knowledge, see? That's exactly what you're doing. They can call this conspiracy theories if they want to. This stuff is real. But we already know the Most High told us in Isaiah chapter 54 that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But he never did say, be ignorant of what you're confronting and what's around you. Because even when you go to battle in war, you have to know what your enemy has waiting for you. Even if you don't know it, you can't just go into a war blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's even in ancient Israel, sister. You already know. We went out and studied the landscape, set at all the attack points where we could retreat, where they could possibly retreat. So Yah is a man of war himself. He's not going to lead his people into a battle and then just lead them to a slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So I just want to just put that to sin. I'm really enjoying this, and I'd like to become a part of this platform. And I thank you, Brother Zerubbabel, for inviting me in. And you all be blessed, but this stuff is real. It's no conspiracy theory. This is real. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Eric code 757. Go ahead. You're on the air. 757. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom. Can I be heard?
Okay.
In reference to being ignorant or being in knowledge, the reason that the sister and the brother that just spoke, well, let me ask the brother just spoke, Were you previously in the military, my brother?
Erico 404, go ahead. They're asking you a question.
I'm sorry. Yes. What was the question again, brother?
Were you previously in any form of the military?
No. The only thing I've had in terms of military contact was high school ROTC. But I have been a practitioner and a student of mortuary science, so I happen to know a whole lot of stuff about bodies. What gets in there that the public don't know about.
Okay. Well. Just out of curiosity, when were they able to implant these things into you that the machine was able to read?
Right when I entered the hospital. When I first entered the hospital, you know, they had made a diagnosis. They were saying that, you know, some things were going on with my heart, right? And they took me up to emergency quickly, rapidly, had me sign a few papers, you know. And then I noticed that I started seeming, brother, it was the weirdest thing. I just seemed like I just started going off into a whole nother dimension. In other words, I was here but not here. That's the best I can explain it. I didn't feel like I was myself, you know. And then I noticed that systematically they started moving in these various machines. They started sticking me with hypodermic needles. I could ask questions only as long as my coherency allowed me to, you know. Because it became a point in time to where I wasn't coherent enough to even know what was going on. But I do remember that very well, that after going through maybe 2 or 3 days of this type of taking down, as they call it, they brought this machine in and said that we're going to restart you, like I was some machine or robot or something. I'm like, what do you mean restart me? They say, we're going to restart you. We had to take you down. Now we got to bring you back up. And two nurses held both arms and held my hand and said, we're going to hold your hand during this process. I started jerking and shaking just like in the movie Total Recall. And this machine started reading out every single medical episode or incident I had during my whole life. Not just that one time, but it started replaying. In other words, it was attached to my head, to my brain. And it just started replaying stuff. I don't believe it. What kind of machine is it? They said, don't worry about that. It's just a machine that we use to do certain things with. They wouldn't give me any answers on it. And if you were to call up down there and ask them about this, they will be in total denial. Well, we don't know what you're talking about. We use a lot of machines. But they wouldn't state the name of the machine, but I just happen to know for a fact. I'm not talking something I saw in a movie or even conspiracy theories. I'm talking about something that I experienced myself. Now, when I was in mortuary science, I'll tell you something. You know, we get used to bodies having reflexes and all like that, right? But when bodies do unusual reflexes, especially hours after death, that's totally unusual, you know, in somebody who has dealt with corpses for a long time. I no longer do that, of course. But when I did do it, we did encounter a lot of unusual reflexes that we never saw coming from dead bodies. We've even heard beeping sounds come from them. Like, what in the is that? You know, bodies moving and turning and jerking, and these people dead as a donut.
Wow.
This stuff is real, brother. It's real.
It's hallelujah. Real. Well, I mean, the reason that I asked is because I wanted to eliminate the military component from what I was about to say. Because the sister that spoke in Georgia and yourself, you're making reference to high-tech medical technologies that are being used against us, and the sister in Georgia said no one will help her, no one will remove the chips. It's because the system sees us as chattel property. You know, I mean, we have to realize that, you know, until we change our status, we are owned by this government. You brought us over here as slaves, and we've never changed our status as slaves. So, they just do what they want with you because they own you.
Very good
point. We just overlook it because, see, the new slavery now is consumerism. Consumerism is slavery perfected. They have us running down behind them so much that we spend every dollar we have and money we don't have because we open up credit card after credit card after debt account after debt account, and we just live by monthly payment. So when they say to you, we're going to cut off your monthly stipend in the way of food stamps or Social Security or your go-
government retirement because you didn't save any money. You didn't provide for yourself. So the whole system, whether you're a GS-14 or you're on welfare getting food stamps, is slavery by consent.
Wow.
And it's not anybody's fault. You know what I'm saying? Because the captivity that the Most High put us in is perfect. See? We have been put into a curse. We've been put into captivity by the Most High. He told Abram in Bereshit, chapter 15, he said, "Know for a surety that your seed would be afflicted for some 400 years in a strange land. But that nation I will judge, and I will bring your seed out with great substance." So we have to realize that where we are, we could not help it. It's not anybody's fault. We can't be, you know, even mad about it. But what we can do is I tell people, don't get mad, get equal. Get yourself on equal ground and equal footing by changing your status. Don't complain about being a slave. Do something about being a slave. Because if you're just talking out your mouth and they say, "Well, we have you in a contract," and that contract started with your birth certificate, and it mm-hmm. moved on to your Social Security card, and then you got mm-hmm. a driver's license, and then you got a marriage license. All of these are adhesion contracts that give them the right to do whatever you want because you're a ward of the state. The state is an agent of the federal, and they own you when they go through the Health and Human Vital Statistics Department of the state, send it in to the Secretary of State's office, send it in to the Department of Commerce. I'm talking about your birth certificate. From the time they sign that birth certificate, they are registering you as a security that they can now trade on the international markets. That's how they make the money. And then they control your body because you are now an accommodating party to this fraud. And until you make a declaration of your status, you will always be an accommodating party to the fraud. It's kind of like you know there's a fraud going on, but you didn't say anything about it, so then they just assume that you are an accessory. You know what I'm saying? There was a crime committed. You know it was a crime committed, but you didn't ever come forth to make a statement. You are now an accessory to the crime. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Very much so, very well.
So we have to recognize, and my hat's off to the sisters for bringing everybody's attention because this is such a critical issue, but I'm always looking for the solution, you know, because, you know, to talk about it is good, but I'm more about let's be about it. Let's take this knowledge and information, gather some understanding, and execute something that will change our condition. And once you realize that all this is going on, and they will continue to do whatever they want to you if you're under their jurisdiction, if you are their property, because when was the last time your lawnmower complained to you about its condition? When was the last time your hairdryer or your curling iron stood up and said, "I'm not going to curl today," or "I'm not going to cut today"? They can't because they're property. Now, I know they're inanimate objects, and we're saying that doesn't make any sense, but that's how they see us. You're just no more than a lawnmower or a weed whacker or a blow dryer to us, talking about the government. And we own you. You're our property. We do with you as we will. We want to tag you with RFID. That's our business because you're our property. And there's nothing you can say. You can complain about it all you want, but you don't have the status to make a change. So I just think, you know, coming together, you know, in September and putting our heads together is the minimum requirement that we have to do because we go to all kind of conferences and we leave in the same condition that we came. So let's do something, you know, immediately to change our condition. Hallelujah, and I release the mic.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I want to ask a question to everybody. Everyone who wants to make a comment or please push 1, we have exactly 30 minutes before we go into overtime. This happened to us last week when we were talking, and I want to let everyone know that if you drop the call at 5:30, you cannot get back in. If you want someone else to call in on this line, I would advise you to do this now because we have a lot more information we have to cover. The brother that just spoke is a part of the United Nation of Israel, and they are very instrumental in putting together the sovereignty move. You know, we have to prepare ourselves. Again, the lady at the United States Department of Health and Human Services made it very clear that it didn't matter whether you were sovereign or a citizen. Everybody was going to be chipped, and I'm not saying that to go against what he's saying. All I'm saying is it's going to be an element of risk involved. You're either going to get it on the front end or you're going to get it on the back end. You're either going to do now or you're going to wait until they implement martial law, because martial law is coming. I want you to know that that's another part of this thing, and that Russian troops and Polish troops are in America right now training so that they can help the government with civil unrest, because they know that when this thing hits the fan, all hell is going to break loose, because not only you have the Hebrew Israelites, you have the Christians, you have the Muslims, everybody saying, you're not chipping me. I'm not getting ready, not to mention the other nations, our Caucasian brothers and sisters, you're not chipping me. So they know that it's getting ready. That is the purpose for the concentration camps and all the stuff that they got set up. So my question is this. Do we stay here in America, or what do we do? Because I was telling another sister about this just this last weekend, and her response was, I'm out of here. But guess what? It's going to be worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, this is very, very deep, and it's so interesting because I'm listening to you, Sophia, and I listen to the brother Yirmiyahu, listen to Brother Abraham, Brother Donia, and this is so pivotal because at this time that they're implementing all of the stuff with the Obamacare Affordable Health Care Act, let me show you something what they're doing. Now, everybody's attention is all faced on this Obama Health Care Act, while at the same time, they are by the millions, they are dumping stock. They are selling their shares of stock in the stock market, preparing to cause the stock market to crash.
Exactly.
Just like they did before. So once the stock market crashed, and all of everything shut down in the banking system, then they're going to implement this new currency. I mean, we have already been in the one world government for a long time. They just keep revealing different elements of it to the public. They usher us into this part of it, and then they usher us into the next part of it. But we have been in the one world government for a very, very long time.
Very long time. That's true.
Yes. If you ever pay attention to some of the advertisements, even on some of the planes and some of the this and some of the that, they'll have one world or one world this and one world that. Putting it in your face, and you're really not paying attention because you're not getting it. You know, your mind is not on the fact of what they're doing. You're somewhere else with the amusements that they have put in our face. People don't understand. This is very serious. Everybody's focused on the Obamacare Act. Mark this day, July the 7th, 2013. Watch what happens with the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting ready to crash it. People are not paying attention because our people don't know how to look at the stock market and read the tickers and follow this and follow that. But all of the big boys, Warren Buffett, all of Donald Trump, all of the big boys are dumping their stock by the million.
Can I say something on that too, sister?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I happen to have also, this is still Brother Yirmiyahu, I also happen to have worked in the banking industry, you know, that great big bank that had the red, white, and blue. The bank of this country worked there for 21 years, was laid off there in 2010, okay? But previous to my leaving, let me tell you what was already in place. Not only where the international bankers, you know, which includes, you know, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, and all the big boys on Wall Street, involved at taking down everybody's 401k. But guess what's been waiting in the vaults? And I happen to know this for a fact. I'm not talking, I worked inside the bank, so I know this. The New World, One World money has been printed and sitting in the vaults for a long time, and you ought to see it. I wasn't supposed to see it, but it was by the grace, you know, by the might of the Almighty that they happened to have left the vault open one day when I was over there doing some things over in the vault. And I happened to peek in there. That stuff look worse than Monopoly money. It's going to blow your mind. So what that's going to do is greatly devalue the American dollar. And this sister's right. You're on point. They are going to crash the stock market. That's part of the one world government plan. What's going to happen? All these people that have multiples and multiples of millions of dollars in the bank, all of a sudden those millions are going to be reduced to barely just mere thousands. So it's going to deliberately plunge everybody into poverty to force you to come under this new world order. So you all are on point. Praise the Most High.
And you know what? And I'd like to add something to that as well, because we got to understand what they're doing is they're starting with the health care program first. The healthcare people is where they're going to start first. And this first is going to be a system set up for the poor because, of course, if you're getting assistance, food stamps, Social Security, anything that they have to control, they're going to first make it for those people to get it first. And then the private sector is going to be ushered into it as well. And then along with that, that chip has the capacity to handle your financial information as well. And that's a part of the law that's in the United States Health and Human Services Department, that they can not only, the chip is going to read your medical information, but it will also be able to deduct the money for the emergency care room off of your personal account. So once they crash this dollar, because you're right, that's the next thing to happen, is to crash the dollar, because the dollar already isn't worth anything. It's not worth anything. We are dealing with fiat currency. It's not worth anything. So my question to Israel is this: what are we going to do? Because guess what? Let me tell you what's going on. It's a cosmic chess game going on right now. And they move, and then we counter move. So what are we going to do? Are we going to come together and go before the Most High and cry out and make moves and do what we're supposed to do? Or what? Because we only have a small window. I repeat, a small window of opportunity to do something.
That's our only choice. We must absolutely return back unto the Most High. He gave us conditions of that, like the brothers Zerubbabel and I were talking about that last night in Leviticus chapter 26. If we will confess not only our iniquity, but the iniquities of our father, in words, admit that you did wrong, they did wrong. And look what this will do. Y'all say he will remember the covenant that he made with Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. See, he'll remember it. And you know what happens when he's a man of his word. He don't lie like we do. He don't tell lies. Whatever he says, he's going to do it. If he says he's going to deliver the children of Israel, which happen to be us, from all the four corners of the earth, you can put your finger on it. That's going to happen. So you're right. We have no alternative, no choice. Our backs are against the wall. We are losing on all ends, politically, economically, socially, you name it. We have the stats are against us. But how many times have we been in predicaments like this and we were brought out of them miraculously?
Yeah,
look at that.
Absolutely.
We are people with a multiplicity of problems, and we have one solution to solve that problem, but we won't look to the one solution. It lies in the hands of the Most High Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Loving this.
And I want to say, too, this is that we're not doing this to scare anyone. Everybody's emotional. Everybody's excited. It's an exciting time. Everybody's apprehensive because they don't know the process of how it's going, how what we're going to have to do to make it play out. But at the same time, we got to remember this, that he already told us what we need to do. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then that's why we're having the conference. It's not to make anybody, platform anybody special, but as a nation, We need to come together as a nation, and we need to turn to the east and cry out to the Almighty for him to be able to save us, instruct us, and be with us while we do what we need to do, because this is going to take some radical movement. I mean, and we're going to have to get up close and personal in their faith, and a lot of people don't even want people to know their Hebrews. So they're forcing us out in the open, and not only are they forcing us out in the open, they're replacing us. Because guess what? Along with Obamacare Act, he passed a law that employers would get a $3,500 tax credit if they hired Latinos. So they're replacing us as a minority, and they're pushing us out. Like I said, it's a cosmic chess game, and it's our move. And if we let this move pass from us, it's over, because once the world finds out what's going on, or the American people find out what's going on, everybody's going to be yelling, and they're not going to hear one particular voice. It's just going to sound like civil unrest. And I want to say, we have 19 minutes before we go into overtime. Please don't drop the call at 5:30 if you do, it's over. Anyone that has a question or they want to make a comment, please push 1. And I relinquish the mic. Goodbye, Brother Donnie. It's up to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something, Sister Yaina, on that note, where you were talking about how they're using the Latinos, and the Latinos are going to replace us. I want to say this: they are playing us against each other.
Yes.
Because they know if the Latinos and if the blacks come together, they can't do nothing with us.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
Power in the unity. So now yes. What they do, here we go again with the math, we're going to divide and then subtract, because you cannot multiply if you divide and subtract. So we're going to divide the brown and the black, or the brown and the other brown. And we're going to divide them the more, so that we can continue to stay in control and play them against one another. So now you're going to have the Latino getting hired and the black person not being able to get hired that don't want to take Obamacare. They're not exempt. They have the Latino will have the exemption. The blacks don't have the exemption. So the employer said, well, we're going to hire the Latino because they got the exemption, and we get the tax break. We get that tax credit.
Yep.
So they're playing us against one another. But
yes.
We like see this. But with us having this information, so now what do we do? Do we step back, and then we say, well, they're getting ready to hire them, and we're not going to be able to work? No. You don't do that. This is what you do. You beat them at their own game. You reach out to your Latino brothers and sisters. You reach out to them. Let's come together. Because there is power in unity.
You know, sister, you remember.
I agree 100%. I agree. Someone needs the mic.
I couldn't find my filter because we've been using it as a wetback so much. It's probably back there. I couldn't get it.
Yep. So we'll go ahead and air. We got area code 404. Go ahead. You're on the air. Area code 404. And we want to let everybody know your mics are open. So if you could mute your mic, we would appreciate it if everybody could mute their phone. Go ahead. Area code 404.
Shalom. I've been listening. I want to give a shout out to all the brothers that have made great, great comments, and the sisters that also have made comments. This is Moray Jewel Bell out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Shalom, my brother. Shalom.
Again, I always say when I hear the cries of our people and the fear that comes upon us when we know that not only Israel but the whole nation of the black nation here in America is facing some troubling times. In the book of Jeremiah, the Almighty talks about Jacob's trouble and how much trouble we will go through it. But the Creator said he shall be saved. In the book of Jeremiah 17:13, he said, O Yah, Yahweh, the hope of Israel. All that forsake thee shall be ashamed, and they that depart from thee shall be rid in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living water. And as many of the comments have already spoken about how we must return back to the Creator, and that is our only salvation. In the book of Isaiah, I may read quickly, Isaiah 41, just a few verses here. In the book of Isaiah 41, first chapter, it says, starting at the 8th verse, it says, "But thou, Israel, art my servant, and Jacob whom I've chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I've taken from the ends of the earth, called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be nothing as a thing of naught. For I, Yahweh the Elohim, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, O thy worm, O Yaakov, ye men of Israel. I will help thee, said Yah, they thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." I just want to stop right there right quick, because I want everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice to understand that we serve the fountain of living water, the Almighty. In the book of Ezekiel, he talked about the valley of the dry bones. We serve a Creator that even if you die, he can reconnect. Even if they cut off your arms and your legs and your head, he can reconnect you to make a whole army, a whole nation of the children of Israel. We have nothing to fear. The things that's going on today, they must happen in order to replace and return the people back to the place that their rightful place. It's like turning over the earth. You can't turn over the earth unless you break it. You got to break it. And then you turn that soil over. Next thing you know, you're going to get this from the bottom to the top. We're going back up. The harder the pain, the greater the pain, the delivery is closer. This is like the brother said earlier, hey, this has been going on not yesterday or next week or tomorrow. This has been in the planning for years. Ever since we came to the shores of America, the Almighty said that he gave the earth open to the hands of the wicked. And the wicked rule. That's why they talk about the Illuminati and the one world government and the chips in your ears and your toes. And, oh, my God, I said, I don't care what they create. It don't matter. There's no weapon formed that can prosper against the nation of Israel. And I'm talking about all the black people that are going to be turned around. I know we call them Christians. I know we call them Muslims and so forth. But the Creator said he's going to lift up the veil from off their mind and they will be able to see who they are. But all we have to do is maintain and let them know everything. I know it's trouble, brothers and sisters. I know it's trouble. I know 2 million of us are locked up in the prison houses. I know. But he know also there's nothing has escaped the all-seeing eyes of the Almighty. He sees it. He already know what they done created. He already know this is the fastest. In other words, Satan got to have somebody to run his vision through, to carry out his word. And he has people to do that. We know that. We know what Balaam did to try to curse Israel. We know that. But here I'm telling you today, we serve the Creator, the fountain of living water. Let's do what we can do to help. We ain't going to quit. Let me send you some water. Let me help you out. Let me do something. And I promise you, we're going to be all right in the end. But I am not giving up on the fountain of living water, because we serve a Creator that can raise you from the dust and put breath back into your body, and you shall live again. So you don't even have to fear that. That's how great we are. I know it's hard to believe, I know it's hard to believe that this nappy-haired, hard-headed, stiff-necked, rebellious people is somebody. I know that. But I'm here to tell you you're the greatest people on the face of this earth, and the Creator loves you, and so do I. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, we got 10 minutes out. We're 10 minutes out before we go into overtime. If there's anyone out there that wants to make a comment, they have a question or concern, we ask you to push one, so because we want to hear what you have to say, because this is really serious. And the reason why we brought this to you today and we advertise this show, and we never really advertise a topic. We have an open forum, but today was specific for this because for us, we're not doing any more recruiting. Today is our last day, and for those that are listening by the sound of my voice on the you're archiving this show, today is our last day for employing you to register for the conference. Whoever registers, and we're going to have a cutoff time, whoever's not registered by that time, we're not taking any more because we are going to change our venue so we can have a meeting and figure out what we're going to do, and we're going to come together as a nation because we need to let America know we are the Hebrew Israelites. We understand about the authorized imposters, you know, and we understand about them being authorized and that they are imposters and that they run the banking system and they run the IRS and they run the Federal Reserve. We understand about all of that, but at the end of the day, we are the Hebrew Israelites, and the power is in our hands. All we have to do is just turn to the east as a nation and cry out to the Most High. That's all we have to do. That's all we have to do. And we have to get people to understand the importance of us doing that. And that's what the conference is about. We don't care whether you're Christian, Muslim, whatever. Our job is to get you there so we can turn to the east and we cry out as a collective group to the Most High and tell them we're ready. We'll go. We'll go. Because we can't wait for everybody else to go because they're scared. People are honestly scared. But we'll go. And like somebody told me once, we're creating these nations so that they'll have something to run into because it's coming a time when we're going to have to run into whatever the Most High set up for safety. So, again, I'm not going to preach. If you have a comment, please push one. If your mics are already open and you have something you want to say, please feel free. Go ahead, Kavah.
I do want to say something else. First of all, we have to understand, to get people at a point where they can move and function and to flow, we have to understand where our mind, where our spirit and everything has been overloaded with toxicity. We have been toxic for a very long time with what has been done to us, what in the society, what they are poisoning us with the music, with the TVs, with the sound waves and the vibrations that are going out, these other vibrations that are coming up against our vibrations, negative vibrations that are coming up against our vibrations. We have to understand, and the people have to understand that, first of all, in order to get a collective group together, to come together under one mindset, we're going to have to put down some ways of thinking. We're going to have to put down some ways of doing. And we're going to have to pick up something else different. First of all, every last one of us, and I'm going to put a challenge out. This is something Yaina and I have talked about. I'm going to put a challenge out to our listeners. I'm going to put a challenge out to everyone that is on the computer, those that are listening by the phone line, that we begin to detox our bodies. Detox not just our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Well, what do you mean, Sister Kavah? What do you mean, detox my body, my mind, and my spirit? First of all, if you want to really be in tune with the Creator, you need to begin to detox yourself from a lot of this poison that's in your body and in your spirit. First of all, from the foods. Secondly, from the things that you take in through your ears and through your eye gates.
That's right.
We have to begin to detox ourselves from this poison society so that we can clearly, clearly be in tune. Because sometimes, and a lot of times, we're looking for stuff on the outside that is already on the inside of us. Already on the inside of you. But if it's loaded down with crap, you won't even know it's there. So the food play a very important part. And I think Brother Maccabi is on. I want Brother Maccabi to say something. Maccabi, if you on, please push one. And I also have another brother who's a good friend of mine who lives in Egypt, Sister Yaina. I don't even know if he's on the line. He told me, he said, Kavai, he would come on the show, but his signal may be bad. So I don't even know if, Brother Kenneth, if you're on the line, please push one because I'm not sure if you're on the line or not. And thirdly, all of those people that are listening by the computer, when we go into overtime, your internet connection, you will no longer be able to listen to us via the internet. So we need you to call into the show if it isn't already 5:30 yet. And that number is 718-664-9551. Did Brother Maccabi push one?
No, I don't think he's on yet. I don't think he's on here. But say the number again, Kavai, because you kind of broke up.
The number for the people to call in that are listening by way of the computer, because when we go into overtime at 5:30, they're not going to be able to listen by way of the computer anymore. So we want them to call into the show. So we want you to dial 718-664-9551. And that number again is 718-664-9551.
Okay. And can I say something too? The website for the 2013 Annual State of the Nation Address is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress. It is imperative that you register because by July 31st, no more registrations. It's over. By July 31st, whether you're a leader or a layperson, there will be no more registrations. It is over. We're going to work with what we have. It'll be a closed session, and whatever we come up with, that is what we're going to do as a group. So if we have 50, we're going to work with 50. If we have 10, we're going to work with 10. We're going to do whatever we need to do to get this thing done because Washington, D.C. has to know we are a people. Whether you're sovereign or not, if you don't want to file sovereignty right now, that's not a problem because I guarantee you by the time this is over with, you will. But if you don't want to do it right now, we can still come together and march on Washington because our civil rights, our civil liberties are being violated. We've got to do something. Go ahead, Kavai. Again, if you want to make a comment or concern, please push one. We have a lot of people on this line. Again, in the chat room, in about 2 minutes, it's going to shut you down, and we're going to go into overtime. So if you can call in, please call in, 718-664-9551. Go ahead, Kavai.
Yes, I'm trying to get my brother Maccabi to push one. I think he's on the line, so I just texted him and asked him to please push one. Maccabi, if you're on the line, please push one because I want you to talk to the people about the food. Maccabi is very, very, very knowledgeable, and I want him to push one. Brother Maccabi, please push one.
Okay. And while we're waiting on him, if there's anyone else, Brother Donia, you have a comment?
Kane, I just want to say that y'all are doing a magnificent job, you know, and I commend everybody that spoke today. You understand? They really put it down. They told the truth. And our only salvation is in the Almighty. You understand? We don't have no way out. The first people that they cut off from eating is going to be us. So we need to try to do something. We need to try to come together, you understand, and try to find out what we're going to do. You understand? In the voice of Jim Brown when he told that comedian, he said, "What you going to do?" That's what I'm talking about. What we going to do? You understand? Mm-hmm. We need to find out. We need to come together and find out what we need to do to sustain our living. You understand what I'm saying? And the Almighty has never put us in a position that we don't have no way out. You understand?
Right.
And so all We got to what we got to do is find out what we're gonna do. You understand? The only way that we can find out what we're gonna do as a nation, you understand? Not as no group. You understand? It's fine to have your group. You understand? And you're doing some things, but we need to do this as a nation. The Almighty said in Yahfaniah that he made a commandment. He commanded us to come together so that we could be hidden in the time of his wrath. You understand? Now, he's going to tell us, when we come together, he's going to show us what we need to do. You
understand? That's right.
We got to have
that
faith. You understand? We got to have that courage. You understand? We got to have that courage enough to stand for the Almighty. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We got to show the Almighty that we want to come back to him. You understand? I mean, we can sit up and pray all day long, but if we don't do nothing, it's lip service.
Absolutely. And do you remember last week we were talking about the food and how they're putting up the good seed, and how they have a vault in the mountains where they're preserving the good seed and they're feeding us the genetically modified foods, and that everybody is getting there, we're being tested and subject. They're putting the chips in vaccination. They're talking about chipping our children when the babies are born so that they could so-called keep with the children and avoid children from being kidnapped and abducted and all of these different things that are going on. I mean, this is a conspiracy against us as a people. We've got to come together so we can go before them. Do you know how powerful that would be? If there was 100 Hebrew Israelites marching to a location or going into a location and turning to the east, crying out to the Most High, that is as powerful as it gets. It doesn't get any more powerful than that. The church needs to see it. The world needs to see it, because a lot of the church people are waiting on the rapture. They're waiting on the rapture.
And many of the Israelites are still waiting to go home. And they still waiting on these 430 years, 430, or what is it? Yeah, 400 years. That's what they teach you. 400 years, they're going to go home, and all of a sudden they're going to relaxedly be set in the land of Jerusalem somewhere.
There's not going to be no magic bullet. There's not going to be no waving of no wand.
Yeah, they sitting here suffering and don't know what to do. Do the same thing you've been doing. In the days of old, we put our pennies together, we put our dimes together, and we make sure our neighbors is all right. We look upon them, and we check on them. And it's
that is our responsibility.
The Almighty is not going to allow the old. When we left Egypt, all you do look in the past. He never left the old, the sick, the maimed, or the broken. No. When the Creator put his spirit in it, you ain't got to worry about how you're going to get from one end to the other end. It's already set up. History
is correct.
Going to the old man and the young man the same way he guided the baby. He's going to make sure everybody that he touched, everybody that he write in the book of the living, write in his book of life, they're going to make it. And I tell you, some of them on respirators, some of them on dialysis machines, some of them in their last breath, but I promise you, you don't have enough money. You don't have enough help. You don't have enough. There's a million that's going to need good services, but it always starts with one. We can start with another. We can gather ourselves together, a nation that desires, and we can put forth, and I promise you, if we put forth that effort to feed our people, to clothe our people, and let them know that it's all right, we know you're scared, but it's going to be all right. I promise you, joy going to come in the morning, because I'm not.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah.
We got somebody on here, Erico 513. Go ahead, you're on the air. Erico 513, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Maccabi.
My question is, you know, I've been sitting here listening to everyone, and it seems like everyone knows what the problem is. We know spiritually what the answers are. However, I want to hear strategies. I mean, is everybody committed to come to the conference that has been scheduled? Is there a real commitment to put our differences aside and really come and sit down and break bread with our brothers and sisters and really come up with some solid strategies? You know, because we all pretty much know what the problems are.
Everybody's been very articulate about it. However, I would like to hear more about coming together and presenting strategies. Because that we have to come up with them. I mean, we can talk all the time about it, but we really, like the one brother said, we really need strategies. And we need to be committed and put our differences aside and really be committed and come together and present strategies that are going to produce positive results for our people.
Shalom, I'd like to try to answer that as well.
Shalom, shalom. Anybody go ahead that want to make a comment, go ahead. Brother Donnie, I go ahead if you want to answer that question. And she has a valid point. Like you said, we can all get on the phone and say, we're going to be there, we're going to be there. But until you actually register, we don't know who's going to be there. Everybody's talking and saying they're going to do it. But I challenge everybody this week that has it, that can do it, go online and register, and we'll know if you're serious about what you're doing. Because like I said, we're going to work with the 10. If we get 10, we're going to work with the 10. If we get 15, we're going to work with the 15, because we're not going to pull everybody. Come on, you guys, let's do this. Come on, let's be a part of this. It's time out for that. We got to make moves. We got to do something. Go ahead.
Ken, this is Adonia. I wanted to try to answer that from my perspective. I believe that if we came together, you understand, and we sat down, we could come up with a solution. We the people that put this stuff together, you understand. We from the White House to the outhouse, we've been on all of these entities that they had set up in America, and everywhere that we've been captive, we brought these people up, and we was the only ones that didn't accomplish anything out of that. So when it comes to us, we got to sit down and try to strategize and try to get ourselves together and find out what the solution is. If you got a solution, put it on paper, bring it to the conference, you understand, so that we can talk about it. We can come up with the things. I don't have no doubt that we can't do this here, because we the people of the Almighty. All we got to do is, I trust in the Almighty. I believe that if we came together, he will broaden our understanding, and he will show favor. You understand? That's what we have to gain, the Almighty's favor. You understand? So if you have if you think that you have a solution, bring it to the table so that we can talk about it. We can come up with what we need to do. This is all about strategy here. You understand? And gaining the favor of the Almighty. You understand? That is our only job. We ain't got to worry about him, about those other nations. The Almighty said he's gonna take care of all of that. Our only thing is to come together as a nation. That's our only job. That seems like the worst thing. That seems like the hardest job, harder than the Almighty straightening out all the other nations for us to come together. I mean, it shouldn't be like that. We should be glad at this particular point in our lives, that 400 years of captivity, you understand? We should be glad to come together and try to do something for ourselves. You understand? We got to stop looking outside of ourselves for them to give us some help. That, you know, I mean, that don't mean that we're supposed to cut off our Social Security and stop depending on them. We're supposed to take that Social Security money and bring it to the table so that we can band that money together. We spend $1 trillion in this society, and we don't run nothing but our mouths. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, I want to make an announcement to everybody. We've already went into overtime, and we seem like we've gotten everything out that we're going to talk about. Again, this was not one of those sessions that we were going to have. This has been very serious to us. We did this to let you know that this is our last day to recruit you to register for the 2013 Annual State of the Nation Address. The website is www.2013annualstateofthenationaddress.com. We urge you to register if you want to know the strategies and what's going on. We need you to commit to come.
because once we close the sessions, it's going to be about what's going to be our next move. And our first move is we're going to go before the Most High. So if nobody else has any more comments, Kavai, you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to continue to admonish us to come together. And I want to put this on the table again, that, you know, we know the tactics of them is to divide us. And to divide, and that's how they have been able to conquer us, even when it comes to even taking us and trying to cause us to go against even our Latino brothers and sisters. And we need to come together even to reach out to the Latino community. And while I was sitting here, it was something dropped in my heart, and Yaina and I, we will talk about this, reaching out to our Latino community, the leaders of that community, to put something together so that we can come together. We got to counteract what they are trying to do against us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, anybody else on the panel that has a comment that they want to say? Anybody else that has something they want to say? This is your opportunity to say something before we actually call it a day, because like we said, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time begging anymore. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time recruiting anymore. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time on anything because we've been slipping. I mean, real truth, we've been slipping. We've been arguing over things that are unnecessary. Like the sister said, there's no strategy. We can talk till we turn blue in the face. But the one thing we're not going to do anymore is discuss strategy over the phone. We're going to come together face to face. And we're going to sit down as leaders and as lay people, and we're going to put together a plan that's going to be given to us by the Most High, and we're going to implement it. So that is the plan that we have to do. Anyone is on this line, because we have a lot of people on this line. If you want to make a comment, this is the time to do it. Please push 1. We would love to hear from you. Brother Jeremy Yahoo, if you have a last comment, we'd like to hear from you as well.
I'd just like to say praise the Most High Yah for this wonderful session here. Like Brother Roosevelt still online, like thank you for inviting me into this. I also had a show that used to come on Blog Talk Radio called The Knowledge Suite, and we also shared the word of Yah and these very things that we're discussing today. And like I say, I'd like to just encourage everyone to let's go ahead and come on together like Zephaniah said, gather ourselves together on the nation I desire. Let's seek the Most High Yah. Let's keep him in our prayers. Let's keep him before us at all time, because he is the only solution to our multiplicity problems. So I just like to just encourage all of us, let's stand and go forward, and let's be united in the Most High Yahweh. Total robot.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother Zerubbabel, if you have a last comment, please go ahead.
Yes, again, I'm going to just back what the brothers have already said and the sisters have already said, and it's now to do something. And the sisters said, well, what is our strategy? Well, that's what we come together for in Cincinnati, to bring forth that strategy, to come together and put, like you said, put our differences aside and ask you to bless us and bless our hand in the endeavor that we're trying to do. And I tell every brother and sister that it's not over. Hard to do it, so there's nothing we can't do. Our people, we come from ancestors that have done remarkable things in the time of trouble. That's when we do our best work, is when we think something's wrong. But now we got to move, and we're going to move. And I want to thank everybody who have that spirit to move with us. Meet us in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. Come to that State of the Union address for the nation of Israel. Bring your comments. Bring your suggestions. Bring your solutions. And we appreciate you very much. And may the Creator, the Holy One of Israel, bless everyone that is listening.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Amana, we appreciate your help. You have any last comments you want to make to everyone that's in the listening audience?
Is she still there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
Okay. No, actually, just sitting and listening and enjoying all the points that everyone's making. Don't really have anything to say besides, you know, you have to gear up. You know, it's not a time to be afraid, but, you know, we have to move forward and start to totally put our trust back in the Most High and, you know, live fearfully.
All righty. We got somebody to push area code 218. He has the last comment. You have something you want to say to the listening audience. Go ahead.
Yes. Can y'all hear me?
Can.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. As of midnight tonight, everybody that's able, it's time to fast. Those that is able. Some of us are sick. Some of us is not capable, is not able to fast. No food. Just liquid. We need a 7-day fast. Everybody that's able to fast and pray to the Most High and ask Him for the answer. And this time next week, do I have the answer?
I want to say something about fasting. See, fasting lets the system open up so that we can hear whatever the Almighty has to give us. You understand?
Yes.
So I think fasting is a great thing. You understand? It means a lot. You understand what I'm saying? Because then when you ask the Almighty something, He will be able to come into you. You understand? And He will give you whatever you want or whatever you're asking for. You understand? So fasting has a great deal, plays a great part in our in Israel. And I also want to let everybody know, man, that I love all of y'all. You understand? I love
the
Almighty.
I was going to get to you, Brother Adonia. So you got your last comment is what now?
I love Israel. I love this format that we got that y'all have set up. You understand? And there's nothing in this world that you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Sister Kabbalah, you have anything you want to say?
Just thank you. Thank you to all the brethren for listening. Thank you to all the brethren for coming onto the show. Thank you to all the sisters. And thank you. We appreciate your support. And we don't take that lightly. And thank you so much. Thank you.
And myself, Sister Yaina, part of the Nation of Yehuda, and also very instrumental in the United Nation of Israel, we want to say that we appreciate you taking your time out of your day, and we want to play this song so we can say shalom, shalom, everybody. We love you. We love you.
Thank you.
You still there?
I am here.
All right. What Stevie say? When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer.
Yes. Superstition ain't the way.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
What you say? Rise, Israel, rise. What did you say? Kwam Yasharal. Kwam Yasharal. Rise, Kwam, Israel, rise.
Yes.
This is our window.
Yes, Kwam Yasharal.
We like to say so long, so long. We enjoyed ourselves. We want to say we'll see you next week. If you want to take the brother's call to fast, please take him up on his offer. And we ask you all, don't be afraid. Those is ready to fight. Those is ready to stand up with us. Because we're going up in their face and we're going to let them know that we know who we are. We're the real Hebrew Israelites. We are the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. We say shalom, 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 shalom.
Shalom,
go ahead,
shalom. Yes, shalom,
shalom.
Shalom,
shalom. All right, see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.